This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. President Donald Trump says that he called off military strikes against Iran Thursday night, just minutes before they were set to occur. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani has details on the president's move from the Pentagon.
Cocked and loaded, the president says the Pentagon was ready to retaliate after Iran downed an American drone, but he tweets he called off the strikes 10 minutes before they were to be launched after being told 150 people could die. The tweet raises several questions, such as how the president could only have learned about potential casualties minutes ahead of time. Military planners here at the Pentagon would typically have shared that much earlier. The pullback's another indication the president does not want to escalate the clash with Iran, though he's not ruling out future strikes. Sagar Meghani at the Pentagon.
In a related story, U.S. airlines have been warned to avoid Iranian airspace. But as Reuters correspondent Julian Satterthwaite reports, some European and Asian airlines are choosing to do the same without being told.
The move comes after Iran shot down a U.S. Navy drone. Washington and Tehran can't agree where that incident took place. The U.S. says the drone was downed in international airspace over the Gulf. Iran says the drone violated its airspace. On Friday, it said it refrained from shooting down an accompanying U.S. patrol plane at the same time. It says a P-8, an adapted 737 airliner, also violated its airspace. Whatever the truth, it's alarming for airlines.
Julian Satterthwaite of Reuters. On Wall Street, a down day Friday with all three major indices closing in negative territory. The Dow and the S&P lost 0.13%. The Nasdaq dropped 0.24%. This is VOA News. Thousands of protesters blockaded Hong Kong's police headquarters Friday evening.